With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The airline industry and government officials say it will be a while before air traffic gets back to normal.
The Federal Aviation Administration says there won't be a change in flight cuts as more air traffic controllers return to work. The Department of Transportation and the FAA say flight reductions at 40 major U.S. airports will remain at 6% instead of rising to 10% by the end of the week. The agencies made the announcement as Congress moved to pass legislation ending the longest government shutdown in history. I'm Mike Hempen.
The strike against Starbucks is picking up steam.
Starbucks workers at 65 stores are on strike. It's happening on busy Red Cup Day. Free reusable cups are given to customers who buy a holiday drink. The strike has forced some Starbucks to close. Sylvia Baldwin is a barista in Philadelphia.
We're calling for the company to come back to the bargaining table and settle a first contract with us that actually addresses the problems in our stores, understaffing, lack of the hours we need, and lack of the pay we need to actually pay our bills and make ends meet.
The company says it offers the best wage and benefit package in retail. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States' most advanced aircraft carrier is expected to reach the waters off Venezuela in days. It's a stark flex of American military power not seen in Latin America for generations. Some experts foresee warplanes catapulting off the USS Gerald R. Ford to strike targets in Venezuela unless authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro resigns. But whatever happens, experts say the Trump administration is sending a message to the Western Hemisphere. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 797 points, the Nasdaq dropped 536. This is SRN News. A new ranking of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the more wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Catholic bishops have elected Oklahoma City Archbishop Paul Coakley as their new president, choosing a conservative to lead during President Trump's second term. The vote Tuesday serves as a barometer for the bishop's priorities, pro-life advocacy, and opposition to the LGBT agenda. In choosing Coakley, the bishops are doubling down on their conservative bent, even as the Vatican moves left. This is SRN News. Career experts say more Americans are taking on side jobs.
As workers face frozen salaries, inflation, and fear of layoffs, some have decided to branch out. That's according to one University of North Carolina study. They're taking on side jobs to bring in additional income. Some are drawn to the side job because of instability in their workplace or the perception that they may lose their income. Others are just reluctant to trust one employer to provide a steady job that will last.
Bill Alexander reporting. Blue Origin has launched its huge new Glenn rocket with a pair of NASA spacecraft destined for Mars. Thursday's successful liftoff from Florida is only the second flight of the rocket that Jeff Bezos' company and NASA are counting on to get people and supplies to the moon. The Mars orbiters will spend a year hanging around Earth before setting off for the red planet. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.